Welcome to this special podcast series on the intersection of generative AI and copyright policy from Finnegan. In this series, we're joined by Anna Chauvet, leader of Finnegan's copyright practice, who will provide updates on how the U.S. Copyright Office is approaching this transformative technology. Anna, so thanks for being with us. You've testified before the U.S. Copyright Office on issues around AI and copyright, and you've previously served as Vice President of Public Policy at the National Association of Broadcasters. So you have a lot of experience in this area, and I know I've been tracking these issues very closely. Can you just first get us up to speed on the steps the Copyright Office has taken so far around AI?
Sure. Well, thanks so much for having me here today. The Copyright Office has been heavily involved with efforts surrounding AI and copyright. And what I've been told, it's an all-hands-on-deck initiative starting even just last March. And so March of 2023, the office launched officially its new artificial intelligence initiative. At the same time, it also issued guidance regarding the copyrightability of AI-generated material. Around the same time, it also started having listening sessions where stakeholders testified regarding AI and copyright. And so that was at the time when I was still at the National Association of Broadcasters. I testified before the Copyright Office regarding AI and copyright in the industry of broadcasting. But we also heard from stakeholders across the spectrum, either on the user side, on the creator side, because there are so many issues that are coming to bear when AI and copyright are meeting. And so a few months after that, in August of 2023, the Copyright Office issued a formal notice seeking written public comment on a variety of issues regarding copyright and AI, and received more than 10,000 written comments. So it was a lot of work for the Copyright Office to sift through all of that information and to really identify the issues most needing to be addressed to provide some type of guidance that would be really helpful to, again, to both users and copyright owners. This is not an issue that's impacting only one industry or even one side of one industry. This is really impacting the ecosystem overall. And so with all of these written comments and the listening sessions that took place, the Copyright Office is currently drafting a policy report regarding AI and copyright, which is it has announced that it's going to be issued in multiple sections, making recommendations as to whether any appropriate legislative or regulatory action is required.
Well, I want to dig into that. But first, can you just step back for a second and talk to us? What are some of the big open legal questions around AI that are most important for copyright holders?
Well, currently, there are multiple pending lawsuits throughout the United States, which are trying to address the fundamental question of whether the ingestion of copyrighted materials into AI models for training purposes, whether that constitutes copyright infringement, as creators say, or whether that constitutes fair use, which is what certain AI models have asserted. So this is, quite frankly, a fundamental question because it's how these AI models are operating, how they've been training. And so reaching that question about whether that is allowed under the law or whether that is something that copyright owners should be paid for, that is a fundamental question that still needs to be answered.
Back to the Copyright Office, what is the significance of guidance from the Copyright Office? What weight does it carry with courts?
Well, the Copyright Office's guidance, it can be significant. You know, courts have previously, on other issues, granted deference to the Copyright Office's positions when the Copyright Office has interpreted various provisions of the Copyright Act. So there are two different levels of deference. One is the highest form Chevron deference. You also have a lower Skidmore deference. But it's recognizing that courts are not necessarily the ones looking at these issues day in, day out, like the Copyright Office is. Quite frankly, the Copyright Office is looking at novel questions of copyright law all the time. You know, when I was there, we had the Music Modernization Act was enacted, and that was, you know, the largest change to copyright in 20 years. And so it really required a lot of thought of how this new system should be set up. And here we're talking about copyrightability of AI-generated material, which is fundamental to the Copyright Office's interpretation of the Copyright Act. So I see the Copyright Office having a lot of influence with courts, but I also see it potentially having a lot of influence with Congress, because Congress is also very fascinated, just like the rest of the world, with this amazing technology that what this generative AI systems can do. And, you know, Congress is also thinking, well, you know, should legislative action be taken? If so, what that should that look like? And if it involves AI and copyright, you know, they will often talk to the Copyright Office about how those bills or proposed legislation should be drafted.
What does the office have for more guidance on AI? What should we be looking out for?
Well, as I mentioned, it issued some initial guidance last year in March of 2023. And this was initial guidance, and they've since characterized it as initial guidance because they very soon thereafter plan to issue more guidance. But at that time in March, the Copyright Office was very clear about its longstanding position and maintaining that only material that's the product of human creativity can be protected under copyright. So for works containing AI-generated material, the office said that it will consider whether the AI contributions are the result of a mechanical reproduction or instead come from human author. And this is going to be a case-by-case inquiry. It can be easier to make that inquiry in situations where, say, you have a book and you have text that was written by a human author, which is clearly eligible for protection if it's sufficiently original. And then let's say that you might have pictures within the same book that are 100% generated by using an AI model. In that instance, the Copyright Office would say, well, you can protect the text, but you cannot protect the images that are part of the book because those were generated not by a human, but by an AI model. So it'll be interesting to kind of see how the Copyright Office goes forward, because as of today, you know, hundreds of registrations have been issued for works that contain AI-generated material. So there is just essentially a duty to disclaim that AI-generated material and not to make that part of your copyright claim. So that was part of the Copyright Office's guidance, which is a key issue because it set up a duty to disclose the inclusion of any AI-generated content in a work that's been submitted for registration. And this was a retroactive obligation. So even if you have a copyright registration now, if you fail to disclose that there is AI-generated material as part of that work, it could be potentially vulnerable to cancellation by the Copyright Office if it somehow learns that you failed to disclose that AI-generated material. So that was in March of last year. As I mentioned, they are working on a policy report focusing on AI and copyright on many different issues, and they have said that they are going to issue this policy report in multiple sections. The first is supposed to be issued spring time of 2024. So there are a few weeks left of spring here in 2024. So it should be pretty soon. But the focus of this first part is about the use of AI to digitally replicate an individual's appearance, voice, or other aspects of their personalities. This is an issue that has garnered a lot of attention, even in the media, about the ability to create deep fake songs, impersonating, you know, performing artists' voices, and things like that. So even though it's arguably not a copyright issue, it's one that was definitely discussed in written comments before the office. And so it's interesting that that's the one issue that they are going to address first. The second part is going to be on the focus of copyrightability of works incorporating AI-generated material. So providing more guidance on when applicants need to disclaim, what those disclaimers might look like. So that's supposed to be issued this summer. And then the later sections are going to turn to the legal implications of training AI models on copyrighted works. So this, again, fundamental issue of whether ingestion of copyrighted works for training purposes constitutes fair use or not. And the Copyright Office is also going to look at the allocation of potential liability for AI-generated output. So if someone uses an AI model to create a derivative output that infringes upon a pre-existing copyrighted work, the Copyright Office is going to look more at that issue also. I was speaking with the Registrar of Copyrights just a few days ago, and she, you know, made it very clear that the Copyright Office is trying very much to finish all of the policy report by the end of 2024. So we should have answers and guidance from at least the Copyright Office on many of these issues sometime soon. And as the Copyright Office is issuing these different sections of its report, we're planning to hold webinars, to have podcasts, to really, you know, unpackage these different sections of the report and explain the implications for both copyright owners and for users.
So, Anna, you mentioned that parties have been submitting comments in anticipation of more guidance from the Copyright Office. What have been the major themes of the comments?
Well, the largest theme was, again, this fundamental question about the ingestion of copyrighted works for AI training purposes and whether or not that constitutes fair use. I feel this is a pretty fundamental question because if there's no direct infringement, then there can't be contributory or vicarious infringement. That really kind of resolves a lot of risk assessment for companies using AI models as well as for the AI models themselves. And so a lot of comments really focused on that. As I mentioned, this right of publicity issue and being able to whether or not to use AI to clone someone else's likeness, that has caused a lot of concern within certain creative communities. And so even though that's not specifically a copyright issue per se, it is one that the Copyright Office is going to first focus on. And I think that will provide a lot of guidance potentially for legislators who are looking at this issue at both the federal and state level.
Anna, thank you so much.
Thank you.
You've been listening to a special podcast from Finnegan, one of the largest IP law firms in the world. Our guest has been Finnegan attorney Anna Chauvet. To listen to other podcasts and to receive additional information on the firm, please visit www.finnegan.com. Thank you for listening to this podcast from Finnegan.